Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. It's been a wild year for real estate in the state of Iowa. The residential real estate market, though, has settled down as this season unfolds. Realtor Julie Hurt says a rise in interest rates has slowed the market's pace.
Well, since last April, we've definitely seen a rise in the interest rates, which has slowed the market down a little bit. You know, I like to describe it as we were basically on a sprint for the last few years, and now things have settled down to more of a jog.
Hurt says potential buyers are more deliberative about home purchases.
It's giving buyers a little more time to make a decision on a purchase, typically. It sometimes is giving them an opportunity to go into a home for a second look rather than having to make a quick snap decision with that first walkthrough of a home, because there's five or six other people lined up behind them and multiple offers in place. So that has really settled the market and evened it out a little bit.
That deliberation has taken some of the volatility out of home prices. Buyers are more thorough in their purchasing decisions, and into the future, the market won't be breaking out of its current pace, according to Hurt. Besides interest rates, the cost of construction will be one of the biggest factors affecting the market into the future. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says abnormally dry conditions are likely to persist in Iowa through the summer. The most recent USDA drought monitor indicates over half of Iowa is either abnormally dry or is experiencing some level of drought. Pockets of severe or extreme drought stretches through four northwest Iowa counties and three counties in southeast Iowa.
We've seen these deficits that have built up in terms of rainfall and precipitation starting last year and then lasting through the winter, where we had relatively little snowfall to replenish topsoil moisture. And now that it's warmed up, we've really seen these issues starting to compound.
The definition of exceptional drought that's happening in northwest and southeast Iowa is something that is experienced once every 20 to 50 years, according to Rippey. While Rippey is not expecting Iowa to have the kind of decades-long drought that California's experienced, 29% of Iowa was considered to be in a drought by last week. The last major droughts to hit Iowa were in 1988 and 2012. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office Tuesday arrested Richard DeYoung of Craig. DeYoung, 71, had three outstanding valid arrest warrants for harassment in the first degree and disorderly conduct. DeYoung was then transported to the county jail. At the jail, DeYoung was also charged with operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent. This was based on a different incident that also took place in Craig on May 17. Saturday afternoon, deputies with the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office were called to the 31,000 block of West Loop Road for a vehicle versus bicycle accident. At the scene, deputies located a Jeep Liberty that had struck a subject on a bicycle. The vehicle was leaving a driveway, traveling southwest, making a left-hand turn. While entering the roadway, the vehicle struck a subject traveling eastbound on a pedal bike. The cyclist flipped over the hood of the vehicle and crashed through its windshield. The cyclist was transported to a Sioux City hospital with serious injuries. The driver of the vehicle was not hurt. The warm weather is here, the kids are out of school, and Iowans are making plans for extended family vacations. Before backing the packed SUV out of the garage, though, AAA's Nick Shibera suggests you have a professional look over a few key things. BET, which stands for battery, engine, and tires. The number of cars broken down along the roadside rises this time of year, in large part because of a problem with one of those three elements. Chibera says something important that Iowans can easily check themselves is the inflation rate of their tires to keep the vehicle safe and running efficiently. You'll also need plenty of gasoline. AAA says the average in Iowa is now $3.37 a gallon. That's down 2 cents in the past week. The national average is 20 cents higher at $3.57. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sleggers.